fight is looming over a mostly empty lot on the west side of Atlanta. It may seem to be really local whether that lot should stay industrial or become a park, but it's also about history, because that spot is a location of a particularly ugly piece of Atlanta's past, and some people want to see that story acknowledged. WABE's Molly Samuel reports.
The old site of the Chattahoochee Brick Company is in northwest Atlanta, in a sort of horseshoe formed by a rail line, the perimeter, and the Chattahoochee River.
We can just cut through?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Daniel Scott leads me through the fence at the entrance. He's an architecture instructor at Rockdale Career Academy. When he was in college for his thesis, he studied this place.
Let's see, where's the big clay mound? Should be, oh yes, towards the billboard.
We walk through a sunny, exposed cement lot overgrown with weeds with piles of bricks scattered around. Those are left over from a modern brick company.
We're starting to get much closer towards the original portion of the site.
Back in the woods behind that cement lot, there was an older factory from the late 1800s. It churned out hundreds of thousands of bricks a day. That was the Chattahoochee Brick Company, owned by Civil War hero and mayor of Atlanta, Captain James English.
Chattahoochee Brick was a place of absolute horror.
Douglas Blackman is the author of the Pulitzer Prize-winning book, Slavery by Another Name. The book is about the practice in the South after the Civil War of using convict labor in mines, on farms, and in factories like this one.
These were places of incredibly high mortality rates, starvation, maltreatment, constant torture to exact more labor out of the men and the handful of women who were forced to work in these places.
Most of the convicts were black. Many were arrested for petty crimes like vagrancy. In his book, Blackman describes scenes at the Chattahoochee Brick Company of men being left to die after severe beatings. There are no graves visibly marked, but he and others say it's likely that people are buried here. Blackman says there's an overwhelming body of evidence.
This was essentially a death camp.
So that's this place. After the modern brick factory closed, the buildings were torn down in 2011. The conservation organization Trust for Public Land actually had the land under contract several years ago, but the owner of the property broke it off after the group asked for more environmental studies. Now, a South Carolina energy company is moving to buy it to build a biofuel shipping facility on the land. That company, Lincoln Energy Solutions, didn't return requests for an interview. Neither did the real estate broker. The current owner of the site is a company called General Shale. A spokeswoman there said because of a non-disclosure agreement, they can't discuss it. This lot is zoned for industrial use. It's right on a major rail line. It's across the street from a petroleum terminal.
I can understand why they get into this.
Bob Kent lives nearby. He says, yeah, he can see how on paper the energy storage facility would look like a good plan, but
this is something we feel needs to be stopped.
I met Kent and another neighbor, Donna Stevens, at the site. Stevens says she's lived her whole life in Atlanta, but never learned in school about this piece of the city's story.
For it to be right under our feet right now is just unspeakable. And the fact that there may be bodies buried on this land is just a further slap in the face to those men and women and their families.
Stevens is a board member of the nonprofit Groundwork Atlanta, which is advocating for something else to go here, a memorial and a park. City officials agree with them. Councilman C.T. Martin says he imagines this place could become a more visible piece of Atlanta's story.
Let it be a history that our social studies teachers can take our kids on a tour.
Author Douglas Blackman says, as far as he knows, there is no memorial in the country to the people who died or suffered during the era of convict leasing.
What happened at that place should be remembered, and there is still an opportunity to remember it, because unlike so many other places, unlike so much of the history of Atlanta, it has not yet been paved over.
The real estate sale hasn't gone through yet. The mayor's office says it's exploring its options for the old Chattahoochee Brick Company site. The nonprofit Groundwork Atlanta hopes that the city might be able to step in and buy it. Molly Samuel, WABE News.